Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Welcome to Afternoons with Bill Arnold. I am the Bill Arnold part of that sentence. I am always grateful that you have joined the program today. I always pray I'll be worthy of your attention. Thank you so much for tuning into Faith Radio, and I love my listeners. We're going to have a great hour. Bill's Bible Study Part 2 is in studio, and we're looking forward to that. If you heard Bill's Bible Study Part 1, you realized that we had a lot of fun talking about this is the third year anniversary of when we joined and started searching God's Word with a number of men I would call seekers that were interested in learning about the Bible and what God says about his son Jesus. And I've got my co-leader Jay in studio, and also Mike, who's in the Bible study. We're going to have a lot of fun the whole hour talking about how we have grown, what we've learned, what we haven't learned, what we still need to learn. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And if you are thinking, I sure would love to come over and see the show live, we're going to offer you an opportunity on November 1st. That's just around the corner, right here at the old Mel Johnson studio. We're going to have, in the media room, a live broadcast of the show, Afternoons with Me. And we'd love for you to join and be part of that fun. It's going to have four wonderful guests from the show who are our regular guests. So you're going to be treated to them, and there'll also be a chance to make new friends and just come see the beautiful studio here. That's coming up November 1st. It is a Thursday, so go to myfaithradio.com, check out Afternoons with Bill Arnold, and you can just check the box that says, I want to come and get a seat at the live broadcast. So it'll be a lot of fun. Never been done before, so it's always a first for that. So we'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll dig into Bill's Bible Study Part 2 in just a minute.
Discover a deeper desire to read God's Word with the CSB Reference Bible. The Christian Standard Bible Translation is both a close translation to the original text and easy to read. Engage the Scriptures in new ways and share the good news of the Gospel with others. We are giving away one CSB Reference Bible each week. Enter to win at MyFaithRadio.com. That's MyFaithRadio.com.
Faith Radio connects Christian faith to real life for people every day. To learn more about us and what's currently happening here, view our ministry updates page at myfaithradio.com. You can also see the latest trending articles featuring recent guest interviews and stay informed about upcoming events and current giveaways. That's ministry updates found under the About tab at myfaithradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I've got my Bible study in studio, so let me start with some scripture because I need protection right now. It says in Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. That's assuring to me. In Hebrews 10, it says, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So we started a Bible study 3 years ago, my friend Jay and I, and we said, let's find a number of guys that would be interested in examining the truth claims of Scripture to see what they think and how they want to proceed with their faith journey. So we invited, I think, about five guys or four guys, and we added a fifth, and now we're in our third year of doing it, and we said, well, why don't we bring the Bible study on the air and just talk about it? Because I think it's an encouragement for people to say, A, Bible study is really a lot of fun. B, fellowship is outstandingly fun. And C, you have an opportunity to be sharing your hope and faith in Christ with others, and that's what it's all about. So let me just introduce to the show my friend Jay and my friend Mike. Gentlemen, hello.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Nice to have you back, Jay. You were Bible study of the first one we did, and
yes,
that was a lot of fun.
It was.
With Dale and Brian, if you haven't listened to that, you might want to go back and hear Bill's Bible Study Part 1. Because you and I have been friends for a long time. We have studied God's Word together for a long time. And then we met, and just you and I, we would have a Bible study every other Friday. And then you came up with a brilliant idea. Let's invite some other people to join in.
Yes. Yeah, I felt you were getting bored with me, and well, I needed more energy.
Yeah, well,
and you needed a bigger challenge than me. So, no, ultimately, I think as you and I were meeting and knowing how, you know, you're so plugged in the community and in serving and in witnessing and discipling so many. I mean, that obviously has always been inspiring to me. And at that point in my life, several years ago, I mean, the convergence of several friends of mine, in one case a brother-in-law, in the other case is friends, and then in one case just someone who was randomly recommended to me that we should meet. And God had somehow orchestrated everybody to kind of, in their own individual searches, be at a point where I felt comfortable extending an invitation for them to join a Bible study, knowing that they hadn't been in one before, to say, you know what, would you ever be interested in gathering with a group of guys to just look at Scripture and pursue your faith to a greater degree? And to my surprise, I think a little bit, each of them were more than willing and wanting to do that. So it was actually somewhat of a daunting exercise that was way easier than I had anticipated to form the group.
Mm-hmm. Pretty safe to say if you ask God to bring people to mind who you might reach out to,
yes,
to invite to a Bible study, those names will come fast and furious, won't they?
They do, and I think you have to be intentional. I know for most of my life I've always had that thought in mind. As I pray, I'm always praying, Lord, help me to understand and recognize who around me you want me to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never a lack of people to pursue at work, in the neighborhood, through athletics, at home, extended family, et cetera. They're all around us. And it's just a matter of who it is that I get this premonition that God is leading me to have a conversation, which, like your previous guest and interview talked about, it could be as simple as standing next to him at a ball game and saying, I went to church on Sunday. It can be that easy.
Yeah.
That might lead to nothing, or it might lead to 22 straight breakfasts.
Right.
Talking about someone's faith.
Yeah. And it can just be kind of snuck in there.
Yeah.
You know, I did some yard work. I went to church. That was good.
Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden he goes, church? What do you mean by that?
Exactly.
You know, so we have to be very intentional about having that be part of our everyday conversation. Because now, Jay, you know, you reach a point where there isn't a day or a week goes by where you don't hear another piece of difficult news about someone you know or care about.
Right.
It might be a health issue. It might be a issue related to their child or their marriage or their business. And all you have to do is pay attention.
Exactly.
And reach out and say, I am sorry about what happened, or would you like to talk about it? There's many opportunities.
Well, for me, I would say that alone, you know, someone's trial or life circumstance is usually the most common door opener to a conversation about faith. And it's as simple as, geez, I'm so sorry that you're going through this, and I'm going to commit to praying for you. Matter of fact, I'm going to put you on my prayer list, and I am going to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, we need to be purposeful about actually praying for them and then following up occasionally. It's not like every day, but once a week, once a month. Hey, I'm still praying for your mom. How's she doing?
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to all sorts of other conversations. Just that someone knows you care, you're praying for them, and that you believe in your heart that God can affect that situation.
Yeah, great starting point. Does anybody care about what I'm going through?
I know.
And you show up and care, and you have their attention.
And if you were to poll them, which I've never done, to ask them later, how many people reached out to you and offered prayer to you? The answer would probably be very, very few other than close family. So it's a bold step, but not that bold when you think about it. Just say you're showing empathy, you're showing interest, and you're offering to pray. You're not offering necessarily to pray right here, right now. Let's get on our knees and crack open the Bible. Just, I'm committing to pray for you, and that's it.
Yeah.
And if there's anything else we can do. because it is all around. And, you know, my prayer list has dozens and dozens of people who have issues that they're going through. Mm-hmm. Some of them's family, some of them are friends, but a lot of coworkers and neighbors and whomever.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those conversations lead to something long term, like the Bible study,
mm-hmm.
and some of them just lead to maybe another conversation down the road.
Mm-hmm. Now, this summer you celebrated an anniversary, you and your wife?
We did.
In the summer?
We did.
And how many years?
34.
34. Congratulations. And you have 7 children, which I love.
Yes.
And you don't hear that number very often.
No, I know.
So you have a lot of opportunities to go to a lot of events.
Yes.
and have gone to a lot of events.
Yes.
And I have always known you, Jay, to never not take advantage of a situation, which is a huge inspiration to me. Always has been.
Well, I would love to say I always take advantage. I'm convicted that I don't enough, but I feel like if my head is on a swivel, my mm-hmm. eyes are open, I'm praying about this and just listening to see if there might be someone in my life now who might be showing an interest for a spiritual conversation. Mm-hmm. I can think of a few right now that even like for the next Bible study number 3, there are some candidates out there that are brewing. I don't know that now's the
right
time, but God is bringing those people into my life continually.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other guests in the studio, we'll bring him on in just a minute, was someone that you have known since college days.
Yes.
Or is it before college?
Nope.
College.
1980.
You guys played football at the University of Minnesota together?
We did.
And he was a few years older than you. Do I have that right?
Several years older.
Several, yeah.
Actually, just 2.
Yeah, we haven't turned his mic on yet, so there's no retaliation
let's keep
yet.
It that
yeah,
way, yeah.
and you had an opportunity to watch and observe him forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, I met him in 1980. We were teammates. We lived in the same dormitory. We became close friends.
Mm-hmm.
He was in my wedding. I was in his wedding.
the
you
plot
know,
thickens.
We're godparents to his 3 children.
Okay.
And he's godparents to 5 of our children.
All right.
We felt like, you know, he couldn't handle any more than 5, actually.
Yeah.
And
is he offering a Groupon? What's the deal with that?
No, but he and his wife have been longtime close friends. They have great kids. And we've just had, you know, a brother-type relationship for 34 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, the spiritual side of our relationship was unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, we'd weave in conversation in and out of that over the years in the dorm all the way to with couples night out or mm-hmm. if he and I had lunch or, mm-hmm. you know, I'd invite him to a men's breakfast here or there or what mm-hmm. have you. Just little seeds planted across over the years that, you know, in God's timing led to an invitation for Michael to join this study a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I had ever asked Michael to join a study prior to then, but it just felt like at that time, like he was ready and wanting and willing and interested. And he may have been before then, but I wasn't moved to ask him until that time.
Mm-hmm. And now I look at him and I glance over during the study and I look at his Bible and it's everything is underlined and highlighted and notes on the side. And I think he's into it.
No, he's always studious, you know, and a show off. He'll show you his report card every time it comes in. And so
he brought it with him to the studio today. I mean,
teacher's
that's embarrassing.
Pet, front row, raise his hand, apple to the teacher guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, lots more with my Bible study. And it's 18 minutes after the hour. Glad you're with us. Welcome back. I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. It says, "But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." A great verse. That's Hebrews 3:13. Welcome back to Bill's Bible Study, part 2. I am joined in studio with Jay and Mike. Jay is my longtime friend, and we co-lead this Bible study together, and But Jay, I'm going to give you the honors of introducing Mike because you've known him way longer than me.
Well, I'll try to keep this brief, but Mike and I, as I said, go back, you know, almost 40 years.
Okay.
Hard to believe. And one of my best friends, great man, great father, great husband, smart guy, really studious, fun guy, mm-hmm. sometimes obnoxious, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoy that part of it. And I would say Michael is a guy where, as a friend, if I ever needed anything, really, he'd be one of the first guys I'd call.
Sweet.
Actually, I'd either call you or him. I'm not sure. Might call you both, yeah. But just a loyal, loving guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Starting to feel like a roast there for a while.
Well, Jay, your idea was about a month ago. Let's, at this three-year junction of our Bible study, have a where are we now in our journey and mm-hmm. and produce a testimony.
Yeah.
Of if you were asked in, you know, to share your faith wherever you're at, what would you say?
Yeah. Like if you're on a radio show in 10 markets around the country, just in case.
Nobody told me that. This is all new.
I know.
But it's always a good practice. And if you're, you know, if you've never done that, I highly recommend it. You get a piece of paper and a pencil and you write your story. Because it'll evolve and change throughout the years. And I found that experience with the guys last week to be absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, me too. And you know, hearing Mike share his, especially knowing our long history together and just having been able to really walk with him for most of that journey, knowing most of his story and hearing him weave it together. I mean, it was moving to me, encouraging as all get out. And I'm so excited about what God's doing in his life and what God is going to do.
Because mm-hmm.
this guy has all sorts of skills and abilities and talents that I know God wants to use for
all
the
right.
kingdom.
Yeah. Mike, so would you kind of tell our listeners kind of your journey?
Sure.
Kind of like you did at breakfast last week.
Without the interruptions.
No, you can take the interruptions too.
I'm teasing. No, before I do want to say that the Bible study is the best thing that I've done from a spiritual standpoint. Without a doubt,
nice.
It has been phenomenal in terms of opening my eyes, my mind, my spirit to things that I had no clue about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was primarily because, as I'd mentioned in the Bible study testimonial last week, that I was raised in a Catholic household, and it was phenomenal, loving, absolutely wonderful. But the one thing it didn't have was a Bible, and it was primarily because we weren't encouraged to read the Bible. And so in many ways, you were encouraged to read all sorts of things, but the one thing that you didn't read was the Bible. So,
did you have one in the house?
I think so.
Okay.
But it was never...
Never visible.
Never pulled out, never read from, never. And yet, you know, it just was kind of the way that it was. And yet I was someone who loved to read. And really joining the Bible study was the first time I was really exposed to the Word and being in the Word and actively pursuing it, understanding it, discussing it, analyzing it, all those things for the first time. And obviously... Scripture comes up in a Catholic service, but you don't really study it. You don't really get into it in a deeper sense.
Mm-hmm. And you grew up in a family of what size?
Eight kids.
Eight kids.
Same as Jay.
Okay.
We only had seven.
So twice as much as Jay.
Right. But talk about the ways in which your dad would encourage you to read and the kinds of authors that he would encourage you to read. And I found it interesting because, you know, you're reading some deep stuff.
Well, we would read everything. Dad, you know, we were encouraged to read anything and everything. And that could be Shakespeare, it could be Steinbeck, it could be Michener, it could be Ludlum, could be anything. Mm-hmm. It was just read. And so that's what we did. But as I said, the one thing that we didn't read was the Bible. And that was just kind of what happened.
Mm-hmm. So now you get to the University of Minnesota. You're there. Are you there on a football scholarship?
I was.
Nice. So that's quite an encouragement, quite an accomplishment. And you are reflecting back to your days in your dorm room, and you had two posters up there in the dorm room. What were the posters?
I did have two posters, and one was the idea of what you are is God's gift to you, and what you make of yourself is your gift to God. The other one was one that talked about grant a great spirit that I might be as good as I can, learn as much as I can, and love as deeply as I can. Both kind of, and I think in some ways, as I mentioned in our session last week, it was along those lines of, hey, you're independent, you're in college, we're all praying to the same God, just a different path, depends on who your parents are, depends on those kinds of factors. And those are the kinds of things that I was kind of seeking and mm-hmm. searching for and understanding. Definitely a believer, no doubt about that. And if anyone asked, absolutely a Christian, but not a studious Christian, not someone who was really deeply into it in terms of pursuing it. It was more of, I was raised this way.
Mm-hmm. So, Jay, do you have a comment to that?
Yeah,
I always thought Michael was pushing more against Christianity back then.
Well, I think the conversations we would have, I don't know if they turned into two debates per se, but mm-hmm. just conversations, is Michael was more open-minded about any and all religions.
Mm-hmm.
And I would maybe challenge that to talk about Christianity and John 14:6, I am mm-hmm. the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. And you know, we would have those kind of conversations. And I felt moved to try to push Michael to focus in on Christianity itself
mm-hmm.
and his own relationship with Christ. And so, you know, but Michael, very intellectual, very well-read, very open-minded. You know, I would somewhat categorize as more universal thinking, not a self-professed universalist, but more universal in his thinking.
Mm-hmm. So you have a spirit about you, Michael, that says, all right, God's going to basically cover everybody in some way, shape, or form, huh?
That was the thinking mm-hmm. in terms of just the idea. And I think in many ways that really also kind of related to one of the posters was the idea of what you make of yourself and the idea of effort. And obviously that's important, but it kind of also belies the truth of grace and the idea that it's freely given and then it's available to anybody and it's unmerited favor that is there.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, lots more with Bill's Bible Study Part 2. If you have a question for any of us, don't call. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
All I want to do is praise your name, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You are my God, and all I want to do is praise your name. I praise your name and lift up
our voice. Welcome back to the show. It is 31 minutes after the hour. Romans 12:10 says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. We're talking to my Bible study today. We're a group that gathers twice a month, and we've been now in we're celebrating our third year anniversary. My friend Jay and I, we decided after meeting just together one-on-one that we would reach out and extend invitations. It was all done by Jay, but he reached out to four people. We added a fifth, and now we have been studying God's Word. It's been fascinating to just look back on where we have traveled for 3 years. We've studied the book of John. We're in Paul's letters now. We've done a couple of book studies in addition to always studying God's Word. And it's interesting to see and watch how minds are transformed and how God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, comes into a person's life and starts to change thinking and start to reveal truth, which can only be done by Him. Mm-hmm. And so, Jay, we're talking, and Mike, as we talk about God's grace, that's a brand new concept for a lot of people coming to faith and growing in their faith. And you have been Mike have done an eloquent job talking about how grace has been poured into your life by God.
I think in many ways, I don't know if it's men or whatever, but we think we have to earn everything and that we have to fight and strive and compete and do all those kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, you're kind of confronted with this idea of, no, you don't. It's freely given. You can't earn it. You can't deserve it. You just have to receive it. And in kind of many ways, it's the ultimate pass-fail. Either you accept and you're in, or you don't, you're not saved. So
I've heard the illustration, too, where if I showed up and said, here's keys to a brand-new Ferrari, and it's a gift, and you go, oh, I can't accept it. Here's $20. You know, you go, well, that's not going to cover the Ferrari. You know, it's like your little paltry effort is doing nothing. This is only a gift. You can only receive it. And I think once you understand that, and, you know, I think all men have that sense of everything's got to be achieved or accomplished, or we have to work at something or prove ourselves, that it is. It's so refreshing when you understand the grace of God pouring into your life.
I would take it one step further with athletes. You know, Michael and I being athletes is that this whole competitive thing. And, you know, it's wired into you. The idea of just having something handed to you without a sizable amount of work and effort and talent is really a foreign concept. Then you get into the business world and it steps up. You're basically in a competitive world. You have to earn every promotion, every raise, everything you get. And so to somehow flip your brain to be able to receive grace that you've not earned, even knowing Scripture, even knowing how God has designed this, it's very hard to flip out of those habits that you have and to think in those terms. And of all the people God's put in my life where I've had these kinds of conversations, you know, and it's almost all men, and many of them were athletes at some point, that's the toughest nut to crack for them.
Mm. Mike, and tell me about your experience with grace.
Well, in many ways, as I mentioned earlier, I don't even think I, in terms of growing up, even had been exposed to the concept of grace.
Yeah,
it was foreign, wasn't it? Yeah, it was completely different, and it was really through the Bible study, and then being deeper in the Word, and listening to radio, watching TV, whatever it may happen to be, just having more and more of an understanding of the grace associated with the New Testament versus the law of the Old Testament. And that's really been a transformative in terms of just meaning.
Yeah. When you study God's Word and you start to understand a truth in God's Word, do you ever sit there and marvel and go, this really makes sense? This is revealed to me now, or I understand it now in a way that at once I thought, this is foolish.
I do. And in fact, actually, sometimes what I find really fascinating is that I'll read something and I can't really understand it, or I can only appreciate it at a certain level. And then somebody deeper and more kind of steeped in the Word will point out maybe a translation where all of a sudden the original Hebrew word or the original Greek word or whatever it may happen to be all of a sudden adds a depth that really wasn't there when it was translated into English.
We got him talking Greek and Hebrew? What?
Unbelievable. Yeah. There's going to be a movie, I guarantee it.
Or at least a miniseries on Netflix or something.
For sure.
I mean, this is not the end of it, is it?
For sure. No,
this is the end.
No, this is the beginning. This is the beginning right here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So how has it affected your marriage?
It's been phenomenal in that both of us together have been really kind of pursuing it at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and partly it's also, not an excuse, but certainly an empty nest allows you to have more time for those kinds of things that you didn't always have before. And then also, as we've talked about, the Bible study never existed before. So it's my first Bible study and it's been phenomenal. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I love that. It's remarkable because when we started 3 years ago, I would consider everyone in the group seekers.
Yep.
Fair?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Would you have considered yourself a seeker?
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about that when you mentioned that earlier, and I always think of...
Maybe we were wrong about Mike.
Unbeliever, seeker, believer. I've always been a believer.
Okay.
In my mind, there's never been any doubt that God exists and that there's always been a supreme being. And I can see it just looking out the window and see all the incredible things
right.
that exist every single day. So the miracles are all around and never any doubt about God. It was a matter about, you know, understanding and a deeper appreciation of Christianity that I didn't really have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've often said people will be willing to vote for God, but they don't know him personally. They don't have a personal relationship with him. But would you vote yes for Christianity? Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Kind of the cultural Christian that we talked about in our first book.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked.
Keller, I think it was.
We talked. We went through the Book of John, and we also went through A Reason for God by Tim Keller. And there, Keller talks about a cultural Christian, a one that just says, "You know, I'm a Christian, yeah, but they don't know God's word, they don't have a relationship with Jesus, and they've not really committed their life." So, you have to be careful with how you define yourself and your identity
yeah.
in Christ.
Yeah, and I look at, you know, the group that God has assembled for us, and here we are, you know, having so much fun together. We're learning so much. We got a bunch of transparent guys, bunch of humble guys, bunch of people that are starving to learn more. I mean, it's the greatest combination of attributes in our group. And I think ultimately, as we're in year three now, celebrating year three, it's like, where do we go from here? And ultimately, I think the goal would be that one day, I don't know the timing, that's in God's timing, but mm-hmm. one day each of these men will have people in their lives that they're inviting in, and they're starting their own studies. And so the study of five becomes five studies of five, which becomes another five studies of five over the next 5-7 years. And I can see that. I can especially see that with Michael.
I can too.
Who's a leader,
mm-hmm.
who is learned and studious.
He's a great thinker, appetite for the word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell him God's plan for him right now if you want me to. But
I'm leaving the Bible study.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know. It's
yeah, yeah.
Well, you're free to go.
No. No, I just see such greatness in him for the kingdom. How God could use all of his gifts. And what I love is his passion and desire to learn and to know more. And ultimately, why do you want to know, you know, all of us, any of us, why do we want to know more? Why do we want to learn? Is it for our own good or is it ultimately for the good of others?
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, we ourselves need to gain that knowledge. We need to apply it. We need to live by it. We need to allow God and the Holy Spirit to transform us. Then we need to share that. That's what mm-hmm. we're called to do. And you know, Michael's circle of friends are different than my circle of friends, are different from everyone in our study circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is this thing just continues to multiply over time.
Yeah. I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago. I think she was talking about having this model of learn, do, teach, mm-hmm. where you learn God's word, then you put it into action, and then you eventually teach it.
Yeah,
because that's when it really becomes part of
yeah.
your bones, when you can sit down with somebody and articulate what a passage of Scripture means, or you can articulate your hope or your personal testimony. Because
yeah.
I think everybody gets a little bit freaked out if they get into a conversation about interpreting God's word, but they can always share their own personal faith story, which
yeah.
is the most powerful thing ever.
Yeah,
because they were once dead in their sins, now they're alive in Christ.
Amen.
So that to me is everybody can do that. And do it starting today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, with Michael and anyone in our study and all of us, you know, what I see is, you know, you don't, when we invited these guys into the study, we didn't say this is a pyramid plan and we're going to have you lead your own group. You know, ultimately, it's let's invite him in and let's take it a study at the time.
Yeah.
Pray for these guys. Pray with them. Let's keep dialoguing and see where God takes it. Ultimately, they just have to show up, they have to be prepared, and they have to participate. just listen and contribute.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. And it is very fun.
Oh, it's a blast. Now, I know there's people listening and they're wondering, okay, probably it's a good idea to start a Bible study. Did we have any goals in mind? Did we have an idea that we would run for 3 years? I don't think we did.
No.
We just kept doing it.
It was indefinite.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some cases, it might be good to have a definition so that no one signs up for a 10-year no-cut contract to a study.
That can work.
Hard to sell anyone on that.
Right.
Like the cousins program.
You know, let's step into this journey and see where it takes us.
Yeah.
And let's keep meeting, and we can always reevaluate. I mean, there is no necessary commitment. I think we did say we're going to read this book together. Mm-hmm. Let's read this book, and then I think after that we said, "Do you want to do another book?" And everyone
said, "John,
yeah, let's do that."
Yeah, and then there was unanimous; everyone wanted to go forward. I think we gave everyone an out at that point.
Exactly.
And you and I were the only guys that wanted out.
You guys don't want to keep doing this.
<do you? laughs> Please stop. No, actually, I was going to say the one thing about it that is kind of I think is very attractive and works is. I like the fact that it's every 2 weeks, so it has a nice pace to it, and then it's on the calendar, and it also kind of keeps you accountable. You need to be doing this on a regular basis, and if you don't get your reading in, you're not ready to participate, you're going to get some grief from your your brothers, and that's good because it keeps you growing and moving and getting deeper in the Word, which is, you know,
And you get we get the questions out about it. We can advance, give you a chance to go through them and start to do the reflection and getting into God's Word to find out how you're going to look at these questions. So it's great. I mean, we'll take a little break when we come back. If you're part of a Bible study and you've got a piece of phenomenal wisdom for us, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. My only request is you're not related to any of us three here in the studio. Be right back. Welcome back. The Big Hands on the 46. It's getting close to top of the hour. If you have just climbing into your car and you're wondering, what's going on today on the Afternoons with Bill Arnold? Well, it's Bill's Bible Study Part 2. I've been in a Bible study with the same guys for 3 years. And on our third year anniversary, we thought, maybe we should just take our Bible study and bring it onto the air and we can talk about some of the things that we've learned, some of the journeys we've traveled and just want to encourage everybody listening to be reminded how important it is to be in fellowship. And if you ask God and just say, Lord, who do you want to put on my heart to call, to reach out to pray for, to say, hey, would you ever be interested in maybe meeting for coffee and talking about spiritual things? I mean, there's not a lot of opportunities where we have adult conversations about spiritual things in a nice, respectful way. So our little Bible study is not only is it a blast, but it's been very respectful. And the guys in the study have grown a great deal in their faith. And I have as well. And Jay, who leads it, is I think, learned. Jay, I'd say you've learned a lot too, haven't you?
Oh, no question. I mean, that's, you know, when we're studying together. It's not like you and I are preaching a sermon. We're going into these books and we're convicted all over again if it's the second time or multiple times we've read it, or many times we're hearing things for the first time from another author or another perspective on Scripture. And so that's the beauty of the Bible, is that it speaks to us differently over time, depending on what season of life we're in, and then hearing the takes, these fresh takes from the guys in the group, and Michael will say something, or Dale or Brian, I'll go, wow.
I know.
That is deep, and I never even considered that, and I feel like a moron for not having already know that, but that's how God works in a study. He speaks through each of us, and he speaks to each of us.
Yeah. I used to think that when we started, I would show up and I'd be the one that was supposed to show up with the smart things to say.
Right.
And that changed really quickly.
Yeah.
I never thought the transitions would be so quick, where I'd be sitting there listening to people like Mike and Brian and Dale say things that make me go, oh, where did that come from?
Yeah, we should have invited a lot dumber people.
I agree.
That was our mistake.
Yeah. Because, Mike, your take on studying is to be very thorough, because I've seen your notes, I've seen your Bible, I've seen the way you highlight stuff. You go deep, don't you?
Well, I enjoy kind of understanding the books and the things that we're reading in kind of the historical context.
Yeah.
And some of it is what else is going on at that time and how does it relate maybe to an Old Testament, you know, topic and how they cross-correlate. I think that's fascinating. I've always been really interested in the language part of it, which is by the time, it's kind of like the telephone game. By the time sometimes these things are translated, you know, multiple times, what happened to that original meaning? And then to find out that, well, here's an extra dimension to that that really opens up kind of a different, you know, understanding, if you will, which is fun.
Yeah, he's talking about studying scripture in context.
I know.
I don't get it.
Well, and that passion is, that's a natural wiring for him.
Mm-hmm.
The going deep, understanding all facets, the context, et cetera, which, you know, no pressure, but that's what a lot of pastors do when they're preparing for their sermon. So I'm not saying that that's what Michael's next phase of life will be. But
ixnay to the
he has all the tools. He has all the tools.
The beauty is,
in all seriousness, is that we don't need to become a pastor. All of those gifts can be shared one-on-one in small groups. We don't have to go to seminary. But I think you would eat up seminary, quite frankly. So, you know, we're all in full-time ministry, so to speak.
Yeah, and Mike, I'm so curious to see what God's going to do in your life, because, Jay, you and I said this years ago about the guys in the group, because I think God has gifted them each so uniquely.
Mm-hmm.
And you're such a great thinker, Mike, and I think it would be... I would love to see you get in debates with people who are, you know, that want to take on God intellectually.
Exactly.
You know?
Because, you know, I would say a lot of the people, especially in the community we hang in, there's a lot of people that are skeptics or agnostics or unchurched, very successful, have a lot of means. What do I need God for? Are you kidding me? And then they sit down with someone like Michael, and they're going to have their hands full and trying to talk their way out of discounting Christianity or Jesus. I can see Michael having great impact on a lot of people who are coming from that position.
Yeah. So anything to say, Michael?
That'll have to be another show.
There's no other show. This is it,
this
pal.
This is it?
Yeah, this is
How
it.
How much time do I have?
Well, you got a couple minutes.
Okay.
So you have some closing arguments?
No. I have some ideas, but I'm not ready to share those right now.
Oh. It's a cliffhanger.
No, it's not. Not in my world. I don't care that much.
Sure, you're going to cut my mic, right?
No, I'm not going to do that. No, okay, I'm not going to cut your mic. There's no need for that. I mean,
but think of that, though, seriously, is when you know, as you're in your early phases of your walk with God, a personal relationship now, and understanding Scripture, who of us knows God's plan for us within a year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're chasing that, and we're pursuing that in prayer and in study and fellowship, and that will be revealed to us over time. There's no timeline that's prescribed, and so it's just continually asking God to make that clear to me. How do you want me to serve you? What do you want me to do with this great gift you've given me, this gift of faith? You know, and ask that question every day, but then big picture, what do you see me doing, Lord? How do you want to use me? And I just see big things for Michael and everyone in our group, as long as they stay in the Word, stay in fellowship, pursue Him in prayer, and keep asking that question, Lord, what do you want me to do? The answers will come, and then the fulfillment that they will have and the sense of purpose they will have will be like nothing they've ever experienced in their life. And we keep dangling that out to them, that that's there to be had as they continue the walk with God.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage all the listeners that if it's been a while since you've been in a structured study where you have a group of people or a small group that you meet with just specifically to study the Word. If it's been a while since you've been in that position, I just urge you to start asking God as you talk to Him throughout the day, is there people that you're going to bring to mind who I could reach out to who would be receptive to getting together and opening up God's Word? Because our goal is to know God and make Him known. So I think we have to always be as intentional as we can be with the time that we spend on this very short earth, this time on this planet Earth. We spend so little time here. Let's make it all count. Let's make sure that we're doing what we can to meet people where they're at, pray with them, give them God's Word, and encourage them to take a step of faith. You know, I think it's important to be reminding everyone to say, have you taken a step of faith? Have you put your faith and your trust in God? Have you made right with God? Have you come to ask forgiveness for your sins? It's kind of a big deal, Jay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a mouthful, but just like you said earlier, it's not magical. Mm-hmm. It's just intentional, even to the point I think we gave an assignment to the group a couple weeks ago. Start writing down people. Go through your black book.
Mm-hmm.
Write down people that you're going to start praying for, and that over some period of time, God might lead to a spiritual conversation. Start praying for those specific people today. If it's mm-hmm. one, great. If it's 100, fantastic. Eventually, I believe God will give you a chance to meet with each of them.
Yeah. And if you really want to do something cool, pick a person and pray for them every day for 30 days in a row.
Mm.
If you have a little way to check the box on your calendar that you did, in fact, pray for them, do it for 30 days and then reach out to them and say, hey, been thinking about you. Would you like to get together and just see what God is going to be doing in that relationship? Because we can never underestimate what God is doing in the lives of the people that He's put in your circle of influence. So, Jay, I have to hand it to you because everyone in the Bible study is your friends. They're my friends now, but they were your friends and the people that were on your heart. So if it wasn't for you doing all the heavy lifting, we wouldn't have this study. So thank you for that.
Well, like I said, I'm not doing nearly enough. I watch and see what you do. And
I got a radio
show. Just trying to keep pace. I'm just trying to keep pace, which is impossible. But it's been one of the greatest blessings I've had is having this group together because I've had 10, 20, 30-year relationships with, mm-hmm. with these guys, except one. Mm-hmm. I've known for a long time, and here we are talking about the Lord on a regular basis. Unbelievable to me.
Fantastic. And it's really cool that you guys have been friends since college, and now you have another dimension to your friendship, which is the Lord. So that's fantastic. So I just want to encourage everyone to put it on your list of things that you need to start thinking about right now. I think as we get closer to the holidays and Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think there's a heightened spiritual sensitivity. And if anyone you know is going through a hardship, reach out to them. Send them a text, send them a message, call them and say, hey, I heard you had this happen or that happen, and I'm thinking of you, and I would love to pray for you. I just think that's something we can all be doing every day. So thanks to Jay and Mike for coming on the show. Awfully nice to have you in studio. And you say...
Thank you. It's been great.
Sweet. That wraps up the show. Thanks for listening. If you missed any of today's show and want to go back and hear more of it, go to myfaithradio.com and you can just go to Afternoons with Bill Arnold and you can listen to the podcast or send it on to a friend or relative, coworker, or even someone you don't like. That would be great. Have a great evening, everyone. God bless. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support. Information available at myfaithradio.com.